A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Our reading today begins with Jesus saying, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine grower. And the passage today ends with Jesus saying, by this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. These words are spoken at the Last Supper before Jesus is arrested. It is part of his farewell discourse. Jesus is the perfect servant of God. He tells us repeatedly that he came to do his Father's will, to break open God's word, to speak God's love to God's people. He tells his followers that they too are called to bring forth fruit, like the branches of a vine bear fruit. He tells them clearly that they are to carry on his work, his mission. They are called to follow his way, speak his word, preach his love to all people. But before they can object or wonder how they can possibly do this, to continue the work he has begun, he tells them that as long as they remain in him, as long as they are faithful to his way and follow his example of loving service, and live by his commands, they will bear fruit. They will be instruments of grace. God will use them to bring about the kingdom. What better image could Jesus have given them and us? This message is meant for us as well as the disciples who were present at the Passover meal. We know that a branch that has been broken or cut off from a tree or a vine will not survive, let alone bear fruit. Our baptism calls us to be fruitful branches, bearing fruit in our everyday lives. This happens when we remain in Jesus, when we allow him to remain in us. It is in this being with and for Jesus that we become more and more like him. He lives in us. And so, wherever we go and whatever we do, we are carrying Christ and his message to those we meet. This is the glory that God the Father desires, and it is the glory that is possible when we allow God's Spirit to form Christ within us. Dear Divine Gardener, you prune us and care for us with such great love. Give us the grace to always remain faithful to you as we strive to follow Jesus. Make us fruitful in bearing your word to all we meet, and so give you glory.